to review from the earlier meeting the chart that we went over. The brothers pointed out correctly this morning. That the last two slides pertaining to the sheep and the goats and the good and bad fish could be portrayed a bit clearer. This morning we already heard that in the last 3.5 years, the eternal gospel will be preached by the angels in the air. And this gospel is for the nations, or in other words, the unbelievers who will still be on the earth at that time. And the eternal gospel is fear God and honor him, give him the honor. And we also saw that those who hear this eternal gospel and receive, accept it. Those are, in the Lord's words, the good ones in Matthew 13, and they are the sheep in Matthew 25. And so this means that in the last 3.5 years, there will be some of the unbelievers, and perhaps in even a good number of unbelievers, unbelievers both times, who will help the believers who are on the earth. And I'll read some verses from Matthew 25 to make this even more clear. This morning we only read Matthew 13, Matthew 25, 31. Matthew 25, 33. This is speaking of the same situation as at the end of Matthew 13, but in a bit more detail. In verse 31, it says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory." So that means at the very end, when Armageddon has been won, when he comes back with the angels, he will sit on the throne, which is called the throne of his glory. And all the nations, it's very clearly written here, all the nations will be gathered before him. This throne of his glory is therefore not for the Christians, nor is it for the Jews, but it's for the nations. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. And at the end on this chart, you see this red line at the beginning of the 1,000 years, and it says, the throne of his glory. And the throne of his glory is like a dragnet where the Lord gathers up all the nations that are still living on the earth during the last 3.5 years. And all those who are caught up in the net, some are good and some are bad. Some are sheep, those are the good ones. And some are the goats, those are the bad. And I'll continue in Matthew 25, verse 34. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, those are the sheep, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And now there's the rationale. Why they are the sheep in verse 35. "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." This shows the condition and the situation of the persecuted believers in the last 3.5 years. But these non-believers cared for them in this manner. And then in the very end, in verse 45, it says, Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these," that is, for the goats, this is directed toward the goats, "you did not do it to me." 46, "And these will go away into everlasting punishment," that's the lake of fire, "but the righteous into eternal life." Those are the nations who will exist, continue to exist as the nations in the millennial kingdom. And it is those nations over which the first fruits and the overcomers will reign in the millennial kingdom. So praise the Lord. I hope this supplement clarifies the picture that we spoke this morning a bit further. Praise the Lord. It's a nice depiction of a net. We can sometimes remember it better when it's a good picture. Let's have a few prayers for the fellowship tonight. Lord, we give our hearts once again to you and pray that you would create in us a pure heart, that we might be cleansed and sanctified through the word, and that the word that you speak to us can be received by us on the good ground. There are still many things and chambers in our heart that you have yet to take over and conquer. And this evening we ask, go a step further, anoint your speaking, but also anoint our ears, that they would not be dull of hearing and not rebellious, but that we would have a pure